Welcome back to the Psalms, everyone. We hit a landmark today, Psalm 100. It's the only chapter 100 in the whole Bible, so I'm pretty excited about this one. If you haven't noticed yet, I am very excited to be right here in the heart of the joyful Psalms. And at the core of Psalm 100's joy is a deep sense of gratitude. The simple header tells us that this is a psalm for giving grateful praise. Not just praise, but grateful praise. Those ancient worship leaders who first assembled the Psalms wanted to note that this psalm is the perfect psalm for gratitude. And I love gratitude. I do this thing off and on where I set each day of the week to focus prayer on different things. Monday family, Tuesday salvations, Wednesday church, Thursday ministry and all of you, etc. Well, Saturday is strictly for gratitude. No requests, only thanks. And every Saturday morning as I start prayer and realize it's Saturday, my heart lifts. It lifts so strong I can feel it, like the way your shoulders feel when you drop a heavy backpack that's been weighing you down. Let the weight down and your body lifts way up. That's how my heart feels on gratitude day. It leaps toward God. It's just good to give thanks. And that's how Psalm 100 feels. Just five verses, but all gratitude and all joyful. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Now, there's a necessary question here. What are you smiling about? Ever had someone ask you that? You're sitting there with a big dumb grin all over your silly face for something totally unrelated to your surroundings or situation, and your friend pulls you out of your daze and asks you what's up with you. That's my question for Psalm 100. What are you smiling about? All that joy and gladness and shouting and singing. What's the story? Now, we've had lots of rejoicing here in Book 4 and much cause for gladness. For the Lord's salvation, he rescued us. For the Lord's reign, he is king. For the Lord's judgment, he will judge with equity and righteousness. That's all powerful and beautiful. But check out Psalm 100. What's her smile about? It's a good deal shorter. Simple, grateful, but what for? See if you can find it. Back in verse 1, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Now, I think you know by now how I feel about the volume situation. The psalm says shout. This is Bible, people. This is the word of God calling us to let it loose. It's not just permission, it's invitation. Now, right now might not be the time and place, but when it is, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Verse 2, worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Worship with gladness. Now, this may surprise you, but the Hebrew word for worship here literally means serve. It indicates work, labor, serving as subject. Worship is a whole lot more than songs on Sunday. But when you serve the Lord with gladness, it absolutely includes singing. The picture here is your life, all your work and play and family and fun and struggles and everything lived out for God in joyful worship, with joyful songs for every part of it. And that brings us back to my big question. What are you smiling about, Psalm 100? What's putting that pep in your step while you go about your business? Verse 3, know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. So Psalm 100 is grinning like a silly teenager in puppy love for two simple reasons, who God is and who we are to him. I love the simplicity of that one profound reminder, know that the Lord is God. Let that one just hit you. Now, we might use the words Lord and God interchangeably, but remember that when you see Lord in all caps, the Hebrew behind that is the Lord's name, YHWH. There's a world of meaning behind that name. But first, know that it is the name by which he revealed himself to Moses and to the Israelites. In the Old Testament, it's how we know him personally. But here, the reminder. Don't let that personal connection let you forget that he is God. If you're wondering which part of the Trinity this refers to, it's interesting to note that the Hebrew for God here is Elohim, plural. I believe this covers all three in one. It is He who made us, and we are His. Wow, just dwell on it. We belong. We belong with Him, and we belong to Him. We are His. We are His workmanship. That's who we are, His people, the sheep of His pasture. I just spent a few days in Ireland, and I cannot describe the stunning beauty of the green fields and hillsides with little white dots of sheep grazing in peaceful safety. That is how I feel about this verse. Who He is and who we are to Him. And as I think about it, I don't think you'll find two better reasons to smile, or shout for that matter. You know, when I do get caught dumb smiling, the best smiles are when I just get caught up thinking about someone I love, just who they are, and how thankful I am to be who I get to be in their life. That I get to be his friend, her dad, her husband, or their son. One thing that Gratitude Saturday changed about the way I pray every day, it taught me to be grateful first. Lord, thank you for this friend, for who he is, and who I get to be in his life. Then I get to the problems and needs. But that little starter sets the things that matter first, the person and the relationship. And that's what Psalm 100 does for our praise toward God. First things first, who he is and who we are to him. Verse 4, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Now there's an imagery that I often find my mind struggling to hold on to. Enter his gates. When I read that, I begin to picture it, and there are entry gates, and I'm coming in. But just as it starts to get clear, the picture escapes me. When I read that, I try to picture it, and I begin to see entry gates, and I'm coming in, sharing the joy of the crowd, of God's people. But just as it starts to get clear, the picture escapes me, like a dream disappears into waking eyes. So I try again and dwell on what it means. Enter his gates means coming home. It means the place where I belong, like a sheep belongs with his shepherd, belongs in his pasture. Enter with thanksgiving. Maybe that's why Gratitude Saturday is so good, because it brings me there. Thanksgiving sets me at home with God. And enter his courts, the place where God rules, where his righteousness reigns. This is my home, and this is where I praise. So give thanks to him and praise his name. Verse 5, for the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Now there is some powerful reason to give thanks. The Lord is good. Just think about his goodness. And one of my favorite lines in all the Bible, echoed throughout the Word and down the halls of time, his love endures forever. It endures through the trials, through the hurt, through the joys, through the victories, through failure and success, through growing and grieving. His love endures. No matter how big the smackdown life gives you, no matter how many psalms of lament it takes to get through, his love will outlast and outlive all of them. His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. More than 100 generations have come and gone since these words were first written. And his faithfulness is as steadfast today as it has been for everyone that came before us. His love endures. His faithfulness continues. Read Psalm 100. For a good playlist to go with it, I played what I like to call Gratitude Country. A little bit of Chicken Fried, a little Thank You Lord by Chris Tomlin. Of all the music genres, country is definitely the best at gratitude. And I hope somebody asks you today what you're smiling about. And I hope your answer is like mine. Just thinking about one amazing someone who loves me.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.